We are back.
Yeah, we're back. This is episode 8 of the 3 in the Afternoon podcast. We haven't done one of these in a while because, you know, Rona. And,
oh, shit, it we're is not. 3 in the Afternoon. God damn.
Is it actually?
Wait, yeah,
it's 3:23. It doesn't matter. We still
probably the closest
mark.
We've
this is the closest we've been.
Yeah.
But, yeah, welcome back. We were actually doing this episode outside because Jude can't go in anybody's house. So yep. We're sitting outside dealing with the bugs. We have a table set out in my driveway.
Yeah.
Wait, are you like a vampire, Jude?
No, it's like the opposite. My mom is immunocompromised.
So.
You like a vampire, Jude?
Like, I was wondering.
He can't come in unless he's invited.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
And yeah, no, I couldn't invite Jude to my house. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Fucking shits everywhere.
Yeah.
He didn't let me use the restroom earlier.
That's right, I did.
Like, go use the gas station restroom. I was like, dude.
What the fuck?
No, it's fuck.
He can't. Oh, he just can't. It's a part of his biological biological
shit,
warfare.
I had a shit.
You had a shit. So yeah, today we have our friend Grant here.
It's
Grant.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself, Grant.
I'm 19. And
didn't
I can't
learn how
read.
To fucking read.
Didn't learn how to read. What? There's not really much to me. I'm pretty plain.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well,
you can tell about my attire.
Yeah, he's very, very, very solid man here.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he's wearing like gray. Three different shades of gray.
I like 50 shades of gray in my closet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, so do I. Don't worry. That is the times I can fit
closet?
People.
Bondage closet.
What?
Bondage closet.
Bondage closet. Bondage closet. But yeah, I wanted to talk about this because I told Todd, yeah, that's your name.
Yeah.
I told Todd, I'm like, okay, so I saw this ad the other day, and it says we will take professional business photos for you for $25, and I want to contact that business and have us three take, like, professional photos, and that's just our album cover. It's just three professional photos of us.
My mom could just do that.
Yes,
and
but
for free.
Yes, but at the same time, I want to go in there and also be like, can you do us nude?
And then we grease each other up.
Yeah,
and then we
grease I don't think like, your mom would want to do that.
My mom would not want
not
to
want
do,
do that. I want to go to the I just want to be like fucking I want to have a story to tell with the business people.
Oh my god. Hey, me and Grant have a story.
Oh, what's
while we
up?
Were while we were going on the bike ride today this afternoon, there was a raccoon.
Oh yes, there was a raccoon belly side up and it was dead.
And it was bare.
It was yeah.
What a mood.
Wow. I know. No. It was bare and it looked like just like it looked like a blobfish with like a raccoon tail.
It looked very fresh.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Would have been a great roadkill.
And there were like
dinner.
Maggots like all over it,
oh.
And it was disgusting.
Yeah,
speaking
it was
of that,
awful.
I went. I went camping up with with Jeff's family up in Stephenville.
Yeah,
and that was really fun. Theo was the only one who got anything out of that trip.
Really?
Yeah, because he caught the first fish. He actually got the only fish that we had up there, and skinned a rabbit, killed and skinned a rabbit.
That's pretty good.
It was fucking amazing. Yeah. We have the rabbit skin in our fucking freezer right now.
Dude, that's cool. Awesome.
He's got to get aluminum sulfate just to, you know, tan it and all that shit. But, yeah, it was really fun.
Turned it into a belt.
No, he's giving it to my grandparents.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they had a rabbit pelt for a while, but it just, like, kind of fucking, like, died out, I guess. I guess that's the term for it.
It was already dead.
It was already dead, but, like, the pelt itself was, like, shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had to get rid of it. And so he's like, I'm just going to give them this one. But it was really funny because Theo shot it. And he shot it with a 22. He shot it. It went up his chin and turned his brain to mush, pretty much.
Hey, nice.
All right.
And,
nice.
So then when they came back to the camp, motherfucker was bloody as hell. So they skinned it. They cut off its head, and then Jordan grabbed the head, put it on a little pike, and then put it behind
shit.
A tree. We put it. He put it at the shitting tree. Sorry, because you know, out in the middle of nowhere, literally.
You
like,
guys went out in the middle of nowhere if you ever needed to take a shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So we just dug a hole. We brought toilet paper. We just dug a hole, took a shit, wiped ourselves, threw it in there, buried the hole.
That's what I had to do since Jude didn't let me use his restroom.
All right. He did that in the parking lot of the Exxon, dude.
Yeah, parking lot of the Exxon.
He couldn't make it.
Those businesses won't let you use the restroom for some fucking reason. I really had to go, man.
Dude, it's like time-wise. Dude, whenever we do shows and we go on like, we go to like Austin or something, like say that, and then we come back, it's like late at fucking night. I'm gonna like be protesting, like time-wises. Time-wises are fucking bitches. They close at 12 o'clock.
Really?
Yes. Jesus. And sometimes they'll be the only like parking lot. Sometimes they'll be the only like gas station in your fucking area. It'll be dark all around, just the only gas station. They're like, "Hey, we're closed. Fuck you."
Jesus.
And I'm like, "I gotta piss." And then they're like, "Go do it on the other side of that." I'm like, "I gotta also take a shit." And they're like, "Fuck you." But yeah, TimeWise are shitty. I hate TimeWise in my life.
You know what else is shitty?
What?
Sudden Link.
Oh yeah,
Sudden Link.
Hey, at least it's not as bad as CenturyLink, right?
Oh shit! Yeah, you're right.
I've had to deal with both. I have Sudden Link right now.
It's awful. We ditched that. I think we still have to give back the router that they gave us. But we have a new modem and a router. Yeah.
Just keep it.
I think that they've been messing with us because every so often our internet will cut out. And we're just kind of like, what the fuck?
My dad called suddenly because we've been having shitty internet back where we live. And they called, like, tech support. Of course, it's very stereotypical tech support. But the guy that told us was like, well, it's more of on our part, like the corporate deal instead of our routers and all that. I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, we just got these new routers like a couple years ago. We bought, like, the 200 whatever it is, the second speed.
Oh.
And we're getting, like, 4.
God damn.
Ridiculously. Dude. So we're gonna be paying you for 200 when you're just giving us 4. Like, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, no, with CenturyLink, my room had the worst fucking internet ever.
Yeah.
So, like, without an extender, I would get 0 internet. And even with an extender, I would get internet that would load a YouTube video in an hour. Type shit. Like a 5-minute YouTube video in an hour. It took me so fucking long. So, like, that right there is why I, like, stopped playing on my computer for a while. Because, you know, I couldn't play shit.
Yeah.
And now that I actually have, like, internet to use, it's really weird. Because I can, like, stay on Discord.
Is your room still clean?
Somewhat.
That's good. That's a start.
Good job.
I never seen that picture. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I saw that on your story, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Like I never thought I would live to see the day.
But yeah, a lot of things have happened since like the last episode. I cleaned my room. I'm dropping out of high school. You know, all the good shit.
Normal
teenage shit. You know.
I'm unable to retrieve the Eric Clapton shrine.
Oh yeah. Rest in peace, the Eric Clapton shrine.
Yeah. I was just in a Zoom meeting with the choir people for this year, and then I think tomorrow we're doing a Zoom session with the new Madrigals.
Oh.
Which is good. We got some good people.
That's dope.
In there.
Bro, did you guys sing?
No. Sing on Zoom. Yeah, it's a fucking amazing idea.
The Chinese listening.
And also, like, I need to ask your dad when I can go get my shit.
We have your shit.
You have your shit? Like, all my shit?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was whatever was in your lockers. But I think... So they're not letting anybody at the school anymore.
Yeah. Oh, just anymore?
I think so. But I can probably talk to my dad and be like, hey, is there any way? Because I think there's like some forms you got to fill out.
Yeah. I'm down to fill out forms if I can get my fucking stack back,
my
bass amp back, my fucking double pedal back, and my other shit back, man. Because that's all I fucking need. I need all my shit back here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I will go crazy.
Jesus.
I will kill myself. Not only that, I spent too much money on that snare.
That's right.
That's a fucking baby.
Yeah. Don't you have the electric set?
I have the electric set, yeah.
Is it in your room?
Yeah, it's in my room.
Oh my god, I haven't seen it yet.
It's an electric set. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's actually kind of shitty, in all honesty.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's not like the best electric set ever. It's not even like a good one, but at the same time, I'm just like, I need something to play drums on. So I've been practicing drums a lot lately.
That's good.
And it's fucking amazing. One of the things that I do 3 songs every day. That's YYZ from Rush, Driven to Tears by the Police, and Detroit by Bright Light Social Hour.
Driven every tortillas.
Fuck you, I hate you so much.
Robert Downey Jr. sang that with him.
I didn't know that. But I practice those 3 songs every day, and like I'm trying to get like really fucking good at them. The one that I'm not really good at is Detroit, because the motherfucker does a lot of triplets that I'm not able to do. So that's fun.
It's pretty good.
Oh yeah, it's fucking dope.
When I was at Crossroads to play that show, just the service, I told the drummer, I don't remember who it was, but he played, I don't know names, but he was there, and I told him, I was like, hey, can you play the drum pattern from Working Man? And he was like, what? And at first, I was just kind of like, excuse me? And then I showed him it, and he was like, okay, yeah, give me a second. And he just starts going off, like on it, and he like started playing it. I was like, dude, that is so awesome. I started playing like the main riff and all that, and then the bassist, he was there, and then he was like, hey man, all right, I see what you're doing, and then we were playing Working Man up there. That was so cool.
That was dope as fuck.
Also want to fix up that guitar, the one that's in the back.
Oh yeah,
it's like, it looks like a PRS.
It's a through thing. Fuck, can't remember the term. It's where it's a hardtail. I know that for fucking sure. It's a hardtail, and then it has the little like holes in the back. It's what I'm trying to think of it, because you know how a Fender, you know, it has like.
They do it on their Telecasters.
Yeah, it's a through body. That's what I think that's what it's called.
Maybe. Yeah, but I have strings. I have an extra pair of strings that I can put on it. Set.
Yeah, I want to go fix up that bass they have over there because that's a.
Oh,
that's
it's a Fender.
Oh, yeah, that's a Fender bass.
Fender precision bass.
Yeah, it's a proper Fender bass. Yeah. So like the only like problems with it is that it's, you know, rusty, and the bridge, all those like, you know, little, what's it called? All the stuff for your intonation, it's all fucked up. Like one of them literally has no screw that like holds it there. So like you can just kind of move it freely, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
I got a bunch of screws and stuff that I've taken off guitars, and they're all sitting in like a little pencil box on my workbench at home.
Yeah. So. But also another thing I wanted to do. So I recently like remembered that the public domain exists, right? And I'm like, dude, you know what we should do? We should go like full like how Led Zeppelin used to like cover like blues songs. We do that, but just go through like the public domain. Look and find like a song that's in the public domain, just fucking do a cover of that.
Yeah, man.
One of the songs I actually do want to do a full on cover of is How Blue Can You Get by B.B. King. Which I asked John, I'm like, John, do you know how to play trumpet, right? And he's like, yeah. And so, you know, How Blue Can You Get is a 12 bar blues song, you know, through and through. So straight up 12 bar blues, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna put the track together, I'm gonna send it to you, I want you to just solo over it. So I'm like, bruh. Like, if we can have that and have, like, a trumpet solo, dude, it'd be fucking amazing.
Well, we can play all the Red Hot Chili Pepper trumpet songs.
I don't, dude. What was it, Mercury? That's knowledge you have.
I think Mercury's one of them or something like that. Or Humpty Bum, like, off the State of Arcadia.
So I remember, Grant, when we were in sixth grade, we had a math strategies class together.
So we're stupid at math.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, like, safe grade, he was
a lot
grade.
Of what he would talk about was just Red Hot Chili Peppers, like, all the time.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I remember. Oh. A lot about you. That and your old.
Well, that was my first
what
concert.
What was that, dude?
We were both stupid.
We were both stuck at math.
I still suck at math.
Andrew, don't worry about it. At least you have, like, you know, you're passing school. And you don't have to drop back.
At least
I have
a diploma.
At least you're probably going to get a diploma.
Maybe.
I'm graduating in August.
Bro, I had to cheat my way through college algebra. That was fantastic.
Dude, I barely got by in all my math. Well, then again, I did go for summer school a couple years, but... I barely got for high school.
Someone named Plug with like the power cord emoji just added me as a friend on Snapchat.
Hey.
I have no idea
who they are.
Bro, he's the Plug.
But I'm going to accept him. Plug's
accept
weed.
Him. Ask him if he like.
I can't see Todd.
Well, I mean, I'm doing this so that my.
Oh, so it doesn't overheat. All right.
Yeah,
it doesn't overheat. Makes sense.
So yeah. I just make eye contact
through. Beautiful face.
Yeah. But yeah, I wanted to do just like some covers of like just blues songs. Like, we have an entire album dedicated to just those like songs in the public domain. Because like, I remember the public domain whenever I was reading an essay that was in the Library of Congress about Gunfighter Ballads by Marty Robbins.
Okay.
And in there, I think You Talk Carol and like three other songs are in the public domain.
Wait. Speaking of Marty Robbins, so apparently my mom went to high school with the woman who married Marty Robbins' son.
What a fucking...
Whoa, that's a small-ass world.
So, like, I have, like, a connection to Marty Robbins somehow.
Oh, what is it? I think it's, like, 4 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
You have 4 degrees of separation with Marty Robbins.
Oh, that's shit. Cool. Those things. Yeah.
So I think
oh,
it's,
my God.
I think it's you, so that's... It's you and your mom, so that's one. Mom and your friend, two. And then your friend who married Marty Robbins' son, that's three. And then Marty Robbins' son and Marty Robbins, it's four.
Yeah.
So 4 degrees of separation between you... And Marty Robbins
might have a certain degree to the guy that, you know, Tony
and now
Sashery.
We have five.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I might have a degree of the guy that made a Tony Sashery himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was started in Opelousas, Louisiana, which is where my dad's side of the family comes from.
Yeah,
there's also a Sashery that along the family line, but it's kind of hard to root it out.
Yeah,
so I might have some degree of
separation
relation yeah. or separation.
And my family, like, we probably go back a lot, but one thing on my mom's German side was that they had a thing for giant mustaches. So like a bunch of my ancestors just have like these giant mustaches, and it's glorious.
It's hilarious. I saw this article today where it's a guy who's a pianist, and he's going to play All of Vexations by Eric Satie.
All right.
And you know the significance of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, for you two, that's the same song performed 840 times.
Oh, wow.
Over Jesus. And over again.
Oh, there's a song being performed right now.
Oh, yeah.
But it is the slowest song in the world, and it's been playing since, like, 1917, mm-hmm. something like that. And it won't end until, like, 2064.
Imagine, like, we'll be, like, we won't even think about it. We'll all be, like, alive in 2064. And then, like, a news article come out and be, like, the world's slowest song is finally ended. And then we're, like,
oh my God.
That's funny.
Man. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool,
like, the
man.
Memes are going to come out.
The memes are going to come out.
But they're going to
be, like,
super
slowest
advanced.
Song be,
oh
like.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus.
Wait till you put on Spotify at that time. Where will it be on there?
I'll put it on Spotify.
Jesus.
Dude, no. There's like a meme where it's like, we put it out now, but it says when the song ends, and it's like, oh shit. And then it puts, you won't get this meme till 2064. I have like a file that I keep locked until 2064. And in there is the meme.
When the song ends.
Like those Kim Jong-un memes.
Oh, yeah. His heart surgeon.
Motherfucker was a genius.
I know.
My man's faked his death to get all the people, like...
Yeah.
My motherfucker went hard, because he just straight up faked his death, and then they're like, oh, well, he's dead now. I guess we can, do better. And then they're like, ha, gotcha, bitch. You betrayed me. Now you're fucking dead. So, Kim Jong-un, if you're out there, you can come on the podcast and defend yourself. I still
yeah, like, honestly, though, like come,
Kim Jong-un,
yeah,
come,
just,
on, come
just
on the
come
podcast
on. Yeah,
today.
Yeah,
there was this one article from The Onion, and it was, like, Kim Jong-un after receiving, like, thousands of heart donors, and it's just, like, him, and he's, like, filled with hearts, so he's, like, even, like, chubbier.
That's
it's
not
like,
real.
He's like a Time Lord on steroids.
I've also seen Invader Zone. There's, like, an episode where he gets, like, the other kid's organs. And he just becomes, like, this big blob of organs. It's probably the most, like, lethal thing in, like, a kid's show, but it's amazing.
Oh, man. You know what I really want to do? I really want to, like... Sorry, I had a burp. I really want to, like, look into, like, the Kim Jong-un lore. Just to, like, see what they say he's done.
Oh, hold up. I have something.
Oh, he has something. But, like, you know, they probably are like, oh, yes, my man never farts. And you're like, who the fuck?
His farts smell like roses.
His farts smell like roses. His jizz cures cancer, but he never gives it out because he's a selfish piece of shit.
So it's not Kim Jong-un, but it's Kim Il-sung, I think I'm saying it,
Crimin.
Did not have the ability to teleport, state media admits.
Really?
Also, apparently, I think they say, like, Kim Jong-un could drive a car when he was, like, a kid, or, like,
what?
A baby. Like, he knew how to drive as a baby
the
or something.
Fuck? My man was a genius.
Yeah. I know.
Literally fucking puts Jimmy Neutron to fucking shame, dude.
Tokyo Drift.
You know his name? Jimmy Neutron. There's an episode released. The first episode.
Oh, yeah.
It was Johnny Quasar.
Johnny Quasar. And this is my dog, Goddard.
Yeah. It was weird, though, because, like, it was the entire episode with him instead of Jimmy Neutron. Like, I guess it was Jimmy Neutron, but it was before his name was Jimmy Neutron. And his character was finalized, you know, the way that we know it now. And I just discovered Jimmy Neutron on Hulu, like, again, for, like, the first time in years. And I was like, I'm watching this.
It's on Hulu?
Yeah,
I'll have to check it out. Because I've been watching Seinfeld on Hulu, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh,
Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, claims to have invented the hamburger.
Psych, it was Hitler.
The older Kim was also fond of claiming sawdust was full of nutrients.
Oh my God.
Kim Jong-un, Kim's official biography stated that he never needed to use the toilet because his body was so well calibrated, he didn't urine or defecate.
Jesus Christ.
According to his official biography, Kim Jong-il's birth atop a sacred mountain saw a new star created, and winter turned to spring. However, records kept by the country's Soviet allies shows he was born on a Siberian village in 1941.
Dude, it'd be like that.
God, dude, this is hilarious. It's just a list of just, like,
you think, like, myths. Like, someone back in the day, like, saw Kim Jong-il come out of the bathroom and, like,
what?
What?
And then, like, it's taken
and
away and blindfolded.
Killed. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't say this thing.
Oh,
what is
God.
It?
What are you going to say, Jimmy?
Okay, So the only people who have access to internet in North Korea are government officials.
Something about Seinfeld. I said Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, Seinfeld. He said Seinfeld. We were in New York when I was there with the choir, and we passed by the diner.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was super cool. I don't watch Seinfeld, but walking by it, I was just like, huh. Yeah. I feel like I know this. And then all the people were like, oh, my God, it's from Seinfeld. And I was like, a ton of pictures. Oh, my God,
and then
dude.
Kramer came out church. And shot you 14 times in the chest.
There was also a church there. It was like St. Paul the Divine or something like that.
Fuck, dude. Only if like
two football fields long.
Oh, yeah, you want to hear this? Holy you want to hear this? There was a Catholic cathedral in Puerto Rico, and right across from it is a church's chicken.
One time.
Yeah,
that is genius.
I wish I had the photo. I sent it to one of my friends whenever I went there. And so I'm like, here's the church and the real church.
Dude, it's like instead of using like, I don't know, like the wafers for the body of Christ, it's just like the biscuits from church. It's like, may God be with you.
May God. They just tear off a piece. It's the bread.
It's literally the bread of Christ.
It's not wine. It's
the
sweet
honey
tea.
Crust.
It's the sweet tea, dude.
Oh my God. But the church, so it like, hi. So like the church, it caught fire in like 2001 or something like that, and they're still like rebuilding it. So the church is out of commission. So there were like no chairs in there. There were no pews. So it was like reverberant to the nth degree. Like it was crazy, and then you couldn't see the ceiling.
Oh.
It was that dark up there, and it was
that
tall.
I think you should have turned your render distance up.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Yeah.
Then you could have saw the ceiling.
And then there was there were like these statues or sculptures along the pillars inside the church, and we asked what that was because they like looked very cartoon, and they were like, you know, what the fuck is that? And then they were like, oh, so they had an art convention here, and an artist put those sculptures all over the church, and they were just like, yeah, we're gonna keep them. And he was like, "All right, cool." And then
there's the fucking Animaniacs right there doing the little thing with the god.
Oh yeah,
there's a Curse of Cowardly Dog.
But it was, and then when we went in there, so we performed there, and then there was like this little subsection of the church that we performed, and there was a baby grand piano, white, that Ooh. Duke Ellington owned and played.
Oh wow,
and it was
cool.
Super cool. It was like it was just so awesome being there, and then the architecture there was just phenomenal, and also. The next choir trip that we're going to be taking is to Scotland this year.
Wow.
So I'm pretty psyched if I can get money to go. So, because it's pretty pricey per person.
How much?
$3,300.
Ooh, that's pricey.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
That's quite pricey.
But I told my dad, he was like, you might want to think about getting a summer job. And I was like, dude, I've been trying to get a job, period, for a long-ass time.
Dude, I've been trying to get a job at HEB. I was like, Kroger's fucking my ass right now, dude. I'm getting like 3 shifts a week.
Damn.
So like, I had to go camping. And so I had to take a day off. And out of that, I only got 10 hours last week.
Jesus. Doesn't beat what I got during the coronavirus, the whole peak of it. I got like 8 hours a week at O'Reilly. Now I'm at 40 this week, so this is kind of nice.
No, they've been giving rebounding. Me just 18 hours. That was it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Jeez. And that's why I'm trying to find another job. I applied to HEB because they had a position open, and then I went and I applied for some like church gigs.
You should do. I applied for Starbucks recently. I'm still waiting. And I applied for full time, so that's 40 hours. And then.
Oh yeah, I forgot I can apply for full time now.
Yeah, and then I did the math together, and at the end of 1 week, I would be making like roughly $500 a week.
With that's got to take into account the tax.
Oh yeah,
well,
I mean, with tax, it would be
you're
like
gonna get $2.
Yeah,
you're gonna get two fucking dollars.
Once the government
like
takes
that. Their cut. But I'm still looking forward to being able to do a job because the only job experience I have really is
like
the
I said.
Ball.
Make sure to go. Make sure
and
to go,
a freelance guitar.
Make sure to go and harass the managers.
Definitely.
That's the 100%. Thing that really bothers me about some
sexual
people
harassment.
Is that they're so academically focused.
Yeah.
And you know they don't have a job for, like high school and college, and they get into the real world and like I don't have any job experience.
Oh yeah.
Hire me.
Yeah. The only job experience I have is my old band, which I like to count that as a fucking job because it was a fucking job.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good ass job.
You know, my old band, Whataburger, and then Kroger, like, a year before. So now I'm like 1.5 years in experience now.
That's pretty good.
So I'm happy.
Yeah.
I got a couple of years
my dad, so when he applied for his job at the high school. Mm-hmm. The only reason why he got the job is because he put down he was a janitor. From the summer of 1999 to the summers of like 2001 or 2002.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And like Keith Dixon, the guy before my dad, mm-hmm. he was like, you get the job. Because people wouldn't really, and people still don't really. So if you were a janitor at one point, you wouldn't really put that on your job resume. So like, well, I guess back then. And yeah. then Mr. Dixon saw that and he was like, that's ballsy right there.
It's ballsy.
And he was like, yeah. you got the job. And my dad was God like, damn. All right. And then we yeah. moved from Ohio to Texas.
Oh man,
that's good.
Imagine that, and you're in Ohio.
Yeah, you gotta move all the way.
You're in Ohio, and you hear about a job all the way down in Kingwood, Texas.
Yeah, of all places.
Our family was more in Texas, because it was like us, and then like some extended family in Ohio, but in Texas, that's where everyone was. Yeah. I think that's a dirt bike.
Yep, we have them that come down here occasionally. I will put the SM57 out so you can hear it.
Hey,
that's a child.
What's up, you can?
It came in like.
Is that
clear.
Legal?
Is that no? It's not legal.
That's a kid riding
a dirt bike.
Yeah, I know those we kids are all fucking on. Hillbillies at the end of my fucking street. God, I hate them. Yeah.
Slash
oh
the tires.
Oh, me and Isaac, we were Me and Isaac, we were walking along the I think the Creekwood Nature Trail. Mm-hmm. That's all the way at the end of Sandy Forks.
Yeah.
And we were walking, and these two kids playing in the river. I don't understand why you would do that, because that's just the drainage ditch.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me like, dude, have you ever swam in the East End water
okay,
over there?
First of I can't swim, so
the
thank
East
you.
Ah, get bugged.
But I have been there in there before. I lost a house key in there.
Get cucked on, you fucking bitch.
You're swimming in shit water. I don't understand that.
As long as you don't have any cuts, I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I used to do that shit.
But these kids, and they were there, and dumbass middle schooler. They're all dumbasses.
He got shot in the chest.
Yeah, he did. It was pretty brutal. Me and Isaac had our walking sticks, and then we were just like, fuck. And we ducked down, and we were just like, shit, and then we ran.
Oh, yeah. They got shot in the chest, dude.
Jesus.
Same thing with the other kid.
Yeah.
The cops couldn't find him. Well, actually, no, they did, and just the kid shot up the cops, and like, it was really bad.
It was really bad. He got shot. Yeah.
But anyway, so we were walking, and this kid, he just shouts at us, and he's like, do you guys live here? We were like,
yeah.
Yeah? And then he was just like, well, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. Everyone's like, okay.
Okay.
We just kept walking.
What the fuck does he mean?
Pulls out the gat.
This town.
Pulls out the gat.
The Draco. Oh,
they're both middle schoolers. Like, dude, goddamn stupid.
Dude, imagine if like he's like, this town ain't big enough for the both of us. Pulls out a fucking rifle.
Oh,
aims it right at you. He's like, you're fucking dead, kid.
Starts an outlaw draw.
He's like, do it, pussy. He's like, you can't pull the trigger.
Fuck out here. I hate
really
this heat.
I don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about. Imagine being fucking hot.
You're in the shade.
You are in the shade.
Bitch. That's facts. Imagine not being smart.
Why don't we
smart
like just put this all like, over there?
Because it's already right here, dude.
Yeah,
we're already recording.
Oh, man, we could take a break.
Kill yourself.
Pause it.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Breaks are for pussies.
Yes, yeah. Breaks are for pussies.
Well, I mean, just so that we can move everything into the shade.
But the shade will probably, like, honestly, we're gonna move it over there, and then the shade's just gonna disappear.
And it's gonna move. Yeah,
it's gonna move by the sun.
Yeah.
You just gotta deal with it, dude. You got a hat on. Kill yourself.
I feel like that's something that Rick would say.
What?
What you just said.
You got a hat on. Kill yourself.
You got a hat on. Just kill yourself. Or like, you know, when you get over there,
get
the shade's
here.
Gonna be done.
get out of here with your Rick and Morty references.
You just gotta.
Oh,
you're, Rick. You're not fucking welcome here.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're an oppressed right. minority see you guys because
adios.
And he's gone.
Yep.
Thank
oh, oppressed Lord. Minority. I thought you said a breast minority, and I was confused.
Dude, honestly, that's me though. But yeah, boys, the summer is gonna be fucking amazing.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. We get to
stay indoors.
Catch diseases.
Hey. Indoors. Take it away, Penny. That's a SpongeBob reference.
I don't think they give a shit, dude.
Dude, you know
I
what?
Think they probably understood it.
Any pop
you
culture
that.
References.
You know,
anyone will get.
There's a girl that works with us, Riley. We call her Penny because she's Pentecostal.
Jesus! Is she okay with that?
We don't take to her face, though. Hopefully she doesn't. Oh, really,
yo, that's the bitch, Penny.
Indeed. How's work going for you, Grant?
It's good. It's all right. Yesterday, I was having this older Hispanic lady. She was very nice. Her car had stalled on her there, like, before she got there. Show me to check it out. So she had me check everything out, and you know, every little thing I did, and she was like, "Oh, God bless you." I was like, "Oh, God, I need all the blessing I need."
God bless you.
Don't you love the old Hispanic movies?
I know, they're awesome. Yeah.
Outside, afuera.
Afuera. Dude, like you get the middle-aged Cajun ladies. Mm, that's the best, because they're like, call you honey and sugar and all that shit. They'll probably give you like fucking like a blessing, like
dude,
actual
old
like
black
Cajun
ladies. Yeah, like a, yeah,
oh,
like
yeah.
Actual,
like especially like the very religious black ladies.
Oh yeah,
they're so nice.
Oh, like yeah. I love them so much. Like it's just, I don't know.
Like they attend church every Sunday. They've never worn pants in their life.
They've never worn clashing colors. What kind of fiber are they wearing? Well, it corresponds
they can
with
tell
the Bible.
You.
They can tell you.
And they call you sugar,
a purple,
too. Just like,
purple hat, purple earrings,
oh,
purple
yeah.
glasses,
purple skin.
Purse.
But they live in, like, those
lavender
old houses. Like,
yeah.
Those old ones. The ones that we biked by.
Mm-hmm.
When we
mansion
went to Porter.
Prairie.
Yeah.
Mini mansion in the prairie, yeah. So yeah, my family's Cajun, you know, really religious and all that.
But you're lucky.
Oh, yeah, very lucky.
You're a descendant of them.
I'm a descendant. But, you know, I'm like... It's kind of weird because I'm like the first one born outside Louisiana in like 100 years.
Ah, I got you.
Got it.
So I'm like the anti-child.
You're a fucking disgrace then.
Yeah, I'm a disgrace.
Fucking.
Every year, like, so when are you going to come visit us in Louisiana? I was like, I don't really want to go.
When are you going to come be born again here in
yeah.
Louisiana?
Born again.
Born again. Oh, see, Lord. If you can renew marriage vows, I think you can renew your birth.
Well, you just have to climb back in.
Oh,
and
oh
then
yeah.
Climb back out.
Climb back out. You're just like,
you're like, hey, it's a me.
Gratis.
It's a me, come on.
Yeah. You go back in there and you realize it's a whole another Rick and Morty situation. That's like Anatomy Park.
When the fuck will you stop making?
I have been watching Rick and Morty a lot during this entire quarantine because I am sad.
And he's an expert. He's an
I am
expert.
Not an
it.
Expert. There's this other show, Solar Opposites, same people who did Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
There's a whole subplot within the entire show, and it is fucking hilarious. They made an entire episode dedicated to the subplot.
The people in the wall.
Yeah,
yeah.
The people in the wall.
I fucking love that.
My God.
It's so
it was
funny.
So awesome. All right.
I'll
you guys,
check it out.
You do. It is so funny. But
you guys
can
have,
like,
you guys, have you guys seen Smiling Friends?
Yeah. Yes.
No?
Fucking Smiling Friends.
Do they
is
have
weird.
Another episode, or is it still
not
just
yet,
that
not
one?
Yet, no.
It needs a season.
It needs a season,
it is.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It's on Adult Swim. It's by Psychic Pebbles. That's my man. Psychic Pebbles is a fucking amazing man. But God, the first episode, the pilot episode, is fucking hilarious. You guys need to watch Smiling Friends. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anybody listening to this, watch Smiling Friends. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Right now, I've been watching like Seinfeld and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm enjoying both of those.
Yeah.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And like the first season, they hit all like ballparks: the Jews, the blacks.
Oh yeah,
the gays.
Well, like
that.
One of the first like, episodes, the gang gets racist.
Yeah,
that one's hilarious because that one deals with gay black people. It's hilarious. That was a.
Not that there's anything
episode.
Wrong with that, but
to transition onto another topic. So, are there any new genres that you guys have been invested in within this past quarantine?
I've been getting a lot heavily more into soul and R&B.
I've been getting into blues,
soul,
like some Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
My brother came in town and showed me that. I was like,
you never heard of Stevie Ray Vaughan before that?
I've heard it before, like Pride and Joy.
Like,
just like,
oh, no, he's back.
I never really got into it.
The
of course,
back.
I heard like Pride and Joy.
Okay, put it out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like I was saying, I've been getting into future funk.
Future.
You guys ever
really?
Heard of that? Oh,
future
funk's fucking amazing. There's this one guy named Young Bae, Yungbae. His name's Young Bae. Motherfucker makes some really good future funk. There's this one song called Honey, which that one's just amazing because one of the big things that is used in future funk is called sidechaining, and that's just kind of whenever I don't even know how to describe it, but it's a really fucking good use of like drums, to where the drums take over for like a second, but like it's only a second. I don't know how to describe it right, but sidechaining is used heavily in a lot of future funk. But God. You guys should listen to Future Funk, because I put a couple on the Colorado playlist.
Okay. Yeah.
Put a couple things by Young Bae on Colorado.
That's right. You guys are planning on going to Colorado.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yes, I am.
I've also been listening to, because I got really bored of Grand Theft Auto 5, so I brought Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And that soundtrack.
That's a fun game.
That's a good one.
What was Honey by?
Young Bae. Yungbae. In which I was listening to it last night. Hold on, this is a whole story in itself. So I got home from work on Wednesday. Or not Wednesday. I think it was Thursday. I think so. What's today? Thursday. Sorry, no. I got home from work on Tuesday. And I went to Taco Bell to give me some food. It was like 11 o'clock at night. So I went to go to Taco Bell. Some food.
I'm hungry too. I didn't finish that Subway sandwich.
You guys want to go get food after this?
Hell yes.
You down?
Yeah. Or do you want to like...
We'll do it in a second.
Pause. Yes, please.
What are we at right now?
We're actually 34 minutes. We're going on...
Just say it. I don't really care.
Another
35.
Oh, okay. We're at 35 minutes right now. I made a note to plug honey in there while you're talking about it, because I think that's something that we should do.
Yeah.
What I think that we can do is that during this the podcast, if we ever talk about a song,
just kind of like play in the background.
Yeah, I'll play it in the background.
Oh yeah,
doing that.
Right. Get that fair use.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then we can also like the lo-fi will drop out, and then the song coming in.
All right, but like I was saying. Yeah, that's just an entire genre itself. But I got Taco Bell, and then I played Honey by Young Bae, and then my mom's like, I know that song. I used to bop to that song when I was younger.
Oh, shit.
And so then it was called...
you know a song is good when your parents are like, hey, dude, I used to bop to that.
Bop to that. Like, here, hold on. It's the artist is A Taste of Honey.
Taste of Honey.
Yes. But the song is really fucking good. Hold on. Yeah, Boogie Oogie Oogie by A Taste of Honey. Holy shit. Both versions are fucking so good. So good. And then I also found this other band called Dayglow. They're a band from Texas.
Yeah.
And they made the song called Can I Call You Tonight, which is... which you guys just got to listen to that one, because that one's also just very very beautiful. It's some of my inspiration for synth pop, which I want us to try some synth pop. Like, whenever we can, I want you guys to come... And sit in my room while we just like make some fucking synth pop, some bop shit. Cause like,
dude, we can record stuff out here.
But
because
I don't fucking feel like taking my setup out here, man.
I'll take a setup out here.
Okay then.
But like, so Trent, he asked. So he's writing a song, and I was like, dude, I'm fucking bored, and I have my own I have my own mix board, so I got that mix board to work.
Yeah.
And everything comes in crystal clear. Like, it sounds so nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, come over to my house. We're going to set up in the front yard, and I'm going to help you record this. All
right.
And we did. And it sounds really good.
That's dope.
Like, it's pretty nice. Like, I've also recorded stuff. I record stuff in my living room.
Yeah.
While my, siblings and stuff are playing video games, so you can, slightly hear it in the recordings. Yeah. But, I mean, I think it just adds to the aesthetic.
Oh, man, what I've been doing recently, I've been getting a lot of, plugins and VSTs and stuff. I found this one, which, do you know what Humble Bundle is?
No.
Okay, it's pretty much Humble Bundle. It's, it gives you, I think, 6 games for, a dollar.
Isn't that, it's just 6 random games?
They all have a theme to them. There's a theme to every bundle. And it all goes to charity. So you play a dollar or more. And if you pay a dollar, you get this many games. You pay, $5, you get this many. If you pay 30, you get all the ones before that, plus 6 other ones. No, it's a really good thing. I found something similar to that, but it was with VST plugins and stuff. It's really cool though. But I've been looking around. One of the best things to do whenever you're bored is go on Instagram and make sure that all you've looked at is music stuff. And after you do that, just go and look through all your stories, and then some ads will come up about some free VSTs or whatever. And that's what I've been going off of. I found this one that's made for VR sounds. And whenever you put that shit on your audio.
You told me about
that. Oh my god. It makes
plugin.
It makes the soundscape.
Ableton.
Oh really?
Yeah, you did. Because it was you included, but we still haven't gotten that to work.
Still haven't gotten that to work. Because I don't know
how to fucking use it. I have a really old laptop.
Uh-huh.
So it could probably go on that. It's Windows. It's an early version of
it's
Windows.
It's Windows Vista or Windows 5 or 2.
Ooh, that's
it's fucking old. So so my internet shuts out at 11. Thanks for our new router, my dad can do
fucking
that.
Sunlink.
No, it's not Sunlink. It's my
dad.
Oh, it's
like the
dad.
Router we have looks like the Eye of Sauron. It looks like an upside down spider. It's got 8 antennas and it's 5G and it can hold. It's 5G. Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
we're gonna get Rona.
the 10G tower,
the 1G tower. and so it'll shut out, and then I'd be like, all right, shit, so I can't watch anything. So what I would end up doing is putting a movie in the PS4 and go on my dad's account and then watch something, but he put a stupid passcode on it. So what I would do is that I would get that laptop and I put a movie in and I just sit in my bed and just watch. I watched Kung Fu Panda 2 last night. It was pretty good. I didn't realize how good of a movie that was.
Jet Black movies are pretty underrated. Dude, like School of Rock. Oh my god. Oh,
dude, awesome. I watched School of Rock recently because I'd never watched it before, and it was awesome.
Oh,
awesome,
dude. Movie.
That was really good.
Now see the school that came out of it, not so awesome.
I'm sure the original one is probably great.
Yeah.
I think so.
Or wait, no, I'm pretty sure the movie is based off the school.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, actually.
We'll do research
and have someone like plug in and say whether or not
Real. Whether or not what Todd just said was factual or not.
Yep.
But yeah. One of the things that we need to do after this is just a little side. One of the things that we need to do after this is we need to get a list of covers together.
Oh yeah, we definitely need to do that. I've been thinking about if we can make it possible. Uh-huh. One that I think everybody would love.
Yeah.
Is Supersonic Ship by the Kinks.
Oh yeah. There are a couple points you got to hit with your covers. One of them, you always got to play Drift Away by Dobie Gray.
Yeah.
That's one that you get. Fuck Uncle Cracker. He can go fuck himself. Dobie Gray version of that. Anything by Led Zeppelin, really. Which
but
we
you
can
have to do your research and make sure it's not a song that Led Zeppelin stole.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. We got to do something by Led Zeppelin. That'll get Eddie Boomer going, right? And then just do something that's got some cool bass in there just for that one guy who's in there.
Yeah.
He's in the crowd. And he's like, hey, that's some cool bass line.
Yeah, man. Look at that.
Yeah, and, you know, just we gotta hit some points there. I think we'll talk more about that after this.
Yeah.
When we go to, like, eat or something, we'll be like, well, I'll start a Spotify playlist of just all the shit. We need at least 40.
We can do a collaborative playlist and then, like, add our own ideas.
What I think we can do is, depending on what shows we play for, we can... we can personalize it for the venue, so we can ask people maybe like you know, what kind of people, what age, you know, from what to what, you know.
If we do
that.
Bar shows, we have to get some Pantera just for those guys in there who want to start shit.
We do Cemetery Gates. We do Cemetery Gates, but we make him do the high parts.
Oh my god!
Cemetery.
You know.
Yeah. You can do it.
I can totally do that. Yeah. Wasn't right now, but I can totally do it.
You can totally do it. But yeah. That's all the stuff that
I've lost all of my bass range during this entire quarantine, which
my bass range has stayed pretty much the same.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, because this is like the voice that I talk down always. Yeah. So it's all, you know, it's all the same now.
Hey. I've also been listening to a lot of funk too. I've been listening to some Rick James.
Yeah. I still have yet to listen to my Grand Funk album.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's such a good fucking album. The Grand Funk Railroad, like... pop on Grand Funk Railroad Live. Mm-hmm. Such a good fucking album. It's a beautiful record. You ever heard that record?
I have not.
It's just Grand Funk Railroad. Grand Funk Railroad. Beautiful live album they have. It's really good. Whenever Jude got it, we got the same one, but he got the shittier one.
it's like that scene in Endgame to where, you know, Cap has Mjolnir, but, like, they switch, and, like, Cap gets the Stormbreaker, and then Thor gets the hammer, and he's like, no, you get the little one. It's like a situation with like that, because we found it, and then I think you were paying for it.
Yeah.
I think, and then you were just like, no, you get this one. You get the shitty one.
You get the shittier one. You get the one that has the broken... The fucking broken, broken cover.
I just gotta tape it together. It'll be good.
Yeah. What are you pulling out of your wallet?
I owed Jude some money for the drink earlier.
Oh, that's right, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
This is the first cash I've ever gotten in like a couple years.
Another thing I think we should do is we should not be afraid to try some like songs that have electrical elements to it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd love to play with some like backing tracks and stuff. Mm-hmm. In which even then we could probably like get somebody we know to play keys.
Oh yeah,
Juliana
Smith. She was the one that openly said like, "Hey guys, if you ever need like keys, keyboard, I got you."
Yeah, I want to buy a shit ton of synths before I start doing that, because the only sort of synth that I have is a Casio. A very shitty piano. It's got like some sort of sense in there, but it's not like what we need.
Yeah.
Like I think if anything, we'll just get a MIDI keyboard, plug it up through Ableton, and have the Ableton sound go to like, you know, the rest of the sound. We'll go to the house. If anything, but I want to get like a good like nice synth board, a nice thing where we have like three pianos stacked right next to each other, and they all do different sounds and shit. Like that's the kind of shit I want. But yeah, one of the things that like inspired me to want to have a pianist was the band Parcels. Because they're one of my favorite fucking bands right now. And their entire setup is drums, guitar, bass, and then two different pianists. One is on a normal piano, the other one is on just many different like small organs and small synths and stuff. Mm-hmm. And God, their entire sound is just fucking godly. Mm-hmm. And in that, I'm gonna be right back. I gotta take a shit.
Yeah. All right. And we're taking a break.
I'm back after the glorious shit.
We're back. Yes.
Like I was saying, yeah, Parcel's a good band. Yeah, I want to try. There's so many like sort of genres I want to try.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, I have different elements of different songs on my computer saved, which I have a shit ton on my computer saved. It's just I can't make lyrics. I've tried. I just don't like them.
Really?
Yeah. I can't make lyrics for the life of me. I'll,
what
It's weird to
what
look
I've
at your
been doing
lyrics.
With our songs.
Mm-hmm.
I would write like a just a guitar part, just be like, yeah, like that, and then I'd send it to a bunch of people and it's like, what do you think? Like this, what does it sound like? The song would like it would be about, and I give like a whole ton of feedback from a bunch of people, and then I end up asking.
See, the thing is that you do that already. I already know you probably already know what you want there. I already know what I want there. Mm-hmm. No matter how many people I send it to, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, you know, the thing that I put sounds like, you know, a Led Zeppelin song that would have something about fucking ladies or something like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, cool. You know, it still didn't give me anything because I don't know how to fucking write lyrics all that well.
Well, what they would do is that they would just be like, you know, it sounds like, it would be like, sometimes one word, melancholy. I'm just like, great, thanks. And I send it to the next person and they'd be like, sounds like this with the hint of that. And I'm just like, all right, you know what? That's fantastic. And I would write them all down. And then I would get to a solid idea of just like, you know, being like, all right, so this is the general idea that everyone was getting at, and I would sit in my living room at my desk just like, So if I wanted to write about drugs or like, you know, getting addicted to something, but like you really want to fight it but you don't know how,
yeah,
I'd just be like, all right, so this song is going to have something about struggle in it, but it would correspond to the way that the instrumentals would sound.
Yeah.
And then it would just be like, I just think, and I'd be like, drug overdose. So it could be something like that. And then I would you would talk about like you know, like I would get like general ideas for verses and just be like, so you go here, and then sometimes I can show you some old notebooks,
yeah,
of just like I have one idea and it just, yeah, goes off to a bunch of other things.
I'm too ADHD for that.
Really?
yeah, no. If I try to sit there and like think of lyrics, I'll be like, okay, I'll come back to this later, and then I'll make a whole other instrumental. Which, like I said, I have a shit ton in my fucking computer.
Yeah,
I have a shit ton.
What you can also do is just like start just like rambling on words. You can just be
fuck
like,
it, dude. I'm gonna just get it. I'm gonna send it to somebody on Fiverr and have them write me lyrics.
I have a Fiverr account. I can do it for you.
Do it fuck like
you.
So what?
My pack is $35, but it includes everything. So whatever you want, you can do it. Like, for an extra, so I do 4 minutes,
uh-huh,
like that. That's included in my pack.
All right.
But if you add like another 120 seconds, wait, no. Yeah, 4 minutes. If you add 120 seconds, it's like $5.
Have you had any clients yet?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have, well, I don't know. They just kind of
ask. Has anybody given you money yet?
No, no one's given me money yet. They just kind of, you know, talk to me.
Asked about it.
And they ask about it. I sent an offer to a dude. He was like, you know, I need a male vocalist. And I was like, you know. And the way I advertise myself, which I'm going to plug that right now. my Fiverr account is Jude_Watt.
Who would have known?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But I will do any of your vocal needs, whether it's choral or if it is like some pop or, you know, rock or whatever. I specialize in a lot of classical singing, but I can do whatever you need. Like I was telling Emilio, my charge is $35. And that also includes two tracks. So I can like, you know, double up the tracks in the song. I can provide an original melody for a song. I can basically whatever you need, I can most likely do it. So
to one up Jude here, my Pornhub account is SugarNuts42. It will do anything you want, sexual favors, whatever. I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's great. I've called him at least 5 times.
Yeah, I'll also feature him as well.
He's
Crystal J.
Crystal J.
Crystal J.
Dude, I got the SugarNuts fucking. I got that name when I was at Bucky's, and I'm like, guys, look's my porn name. They pointed at the SugarNuts.
Dude, let's write a song called SugarNuts.
SugarNuts.
It's just about a dude who gets pussy all the time.
His name's
Deep Sugar. But deep down,
he's got
like
a fucking small cock.
Yeah, and then, but like
he
deep down, he's just
have
like
a cock.
He's just like, what am I doing
it's
with
a
my
woman.
Life?
Have you guys ever heard the song "Detachable Penis"?
What?
It's like one of those, like, as you mentioned earlier, the Cajun lace calls everyone sugar.
Yeah. You ever heard the song "Detachable Penis"?
No, I have not.
Oh my god. It's a song, you know, it's called Detachable Penis, and literally the song is about, he wakes up after a party and he sees that his detachable penis is gone, so then he goes back to the party to ask if, you know, if they have it, and they're like, I don't know, go look in the medicine cabinet, he's like, because I sometimes leave it in the medicine cabinet, so he looks in the medicine cabinet, it's not there, so then he finds out that some guy took it and sold it to a pawn shop, so then he went to the pawn shop, asked the guy for the dick, and he's like, I'll give it to you for $25. He talked him down to 15, and he got his dick back, and he got it, and he went home, put it back on, and he reveled in how good a detachable penis is.
Oh my.
It's a beautiful song.
You know, sometimes the most disturbed songs are the most beautiful songs.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah.
So I've been listening to a lot of Rob Scallon.
Right.
I'm watching a lot of his videos. He's fucking awesome, dude. Like, he's really good. I made a cover of Rain.
Blood.
Pretty cool. That's a lot simpler than I thought it would be. Because the delay and everything really just does everything for you.
Yeah, all you gotta do is you just record it like three times over, except...
I just use the pedal.
See, that's gay shit, dude.
No, it's just easy.
Fucking gay.
It's just easy.
It's fucking gay.
That's easy.
Fucking gay.
Okay.
Just record it. Record it. Do like they do whenever you want to make like an artificial chorus effect. Record over the thing three times, and just slightly move it over.
Or I could just record it once and then copy and paste it.
But there's no variation there. It's shit. It's shit, dude. It's garbage. It's fucking garbage.
I thought about doing something like that with that song because I have my vocal instructor's Martin.
Yeah.
And he had done like where he made the delay with him and two other people.
Yeah.
Which is fucking awesome.
That's what that's what I was saying. Just record it three times over itself and then just slightly move it over.
Yeah, I'll probably do that again. Because I haven't posted it anywhere.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you post it on your Snapchat, so I'm like,
Yeah. No, I didn't post it on... it's just sitting in GarageBand.
Yeah.
You guys check out my channel on YouTube. It's just Jude Watt.
Yeah.
Got one original. That's about it.
You guys look for my project in the future called Something of My Own. It's a sad boy project that I'm actually working on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hours.
All right.
Because, like, way back, like, years ago, I took a picture of some origami on fire, put black and white over it, and put, like, Something of My Own all, like, together.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I remember that.
I looked at it, I'm like, ah, it's stupid. And I look at it now, I'm like, that could be something cool.
Yeah.
So now I'm just, like, fucking around with acoustic, because it's all going to be acoustic.
Do a new standard.
I'm doing that cello one, except I'm changing the E to like a D flat or something. I changed all the strings to like a different tuning, because it was in the cello one at first, so it was like C, E, and then the rest was normal. So then from there I changed it to like, I don't even remember now, but it sounds nice. It's just I got to figure out an entire melody for it, and that's what I'm gonna do it in.
That's awesome.
Because my inspiration was Bon Iver. Bon Iver has made some like really godly fucking. Godly things, because like Perth, the first thing off of his self-titled album, that was on a different tuning, but that one, like, it's one guitar part throughout the entire song, but it makes such a beautiful guitar part, and then just like a lot of his songs are in alternate tunings that I would never have thought of, so now I'm just trying to think of a tuning that I never would have thought of. You know?
Trumpet tuning.
What I want to do is just like buy a bass, like a cheap bass, like Isaac's $30 one, and put cello strings on it, and just play it like that. Just like that'd be cool.
Braid some strings together and make a.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to do his idea.
It's
that was
so
cool.
It's so weird.
I want to do that. We should go by Andrews and be like, hey, he'll give us like three or two sets of strings, and then just like.
Do that.
Braid them together.
Braid them together.
The issue is with the braided string, you can't really slide on it at all because it hurts.
Okay.
It hurts. So you have to do like individual, and it's just so weird.
Oh, it'd be cool though. It'd be cool though. I like
French braid them.
French braid them, dude.
You need like three sets of strings to do that though.
Yeah. Now just get two, and we'll leave it there, and it'll be an entirely new thing. You know how like who's the guy from, I think it's King from King Crimson, who invented a straight up just new tuning.
Robert Fripp.
Robert Fripp just straight up made new standard.
So we could just make a new instrument.
Make a new instrument altogether. Just call it the overtone bass.
Perfect.
All right.
And just like, because whenever he played it, it had like slight overtones to it. It's cool as fuck.
There's like this samurai guitarist. He demoed a guitar and it was like a microtonal guitar. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. I was like, I want that.
I want that.
Oh,
I wouldn't know how to play it, but
I wouldn't know how to play it.
It's like getting an 8-string bass or some shit like that. Like you look at it, you know the 4, that's it, and you're like, what other applications will I have with the other 4?
I don't want that. I do not want a 5-string bass.
I want a 5-string bass.
I do not.
I would love to have a 5-string bass.
Yeah, 5-string would be
that
nice.
That 5th string, like that's where I'm good. Like 6 strings on a bass, that you're going a bit far. 5 strings. Perfect.
Dude, 24.
24. Like, we saw one of those at Guitar Center.
Davey 504.
Yeah. Oh, we saw, or not, we saw an 8-string bass. And it was just 4 and then 4 up the octave.
Interesting.
It was cool.
Oh, I'm still fixing that kid's 12-string.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
The bridge has not come in yet. I ordered it at the beginning of April.
Oh, my God.
And it won't be here until June 16th.
Ah, that's Rona for you.
Yeah, and me and Trent, we were out in my front yard, and the Amazon truck came by, and I was just like...
And it was like, nope.
And then I was just like, you better come over here. You better come over here. Went down the street, went back up the street, and I was like, fuck you. And then as me and Grant were riding today, I saw the Amazon truck again, and I was like, you better fucking come to my house!
And he didn't.
And he didn't.
Yeah, damn.
But
yeah, what time are we at right now?
56:10.
Well, I guess it's a beautiful time to wrap up right now.
All
right. So, yeah, this has been episode, 8. Mm-hmm. Yeah, episode 8 of the 3 in the Afternoon podcast. Follow us on Instagram at The Keystones Band.
The Keystones Official.
The Keystones Official, yeah.
One word.
And then follow us on Twitter, T_Keystones, where I just go ape shit. And...
I think my dad follows us on Twitter.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, no.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, no.
After I saw him follow us on Twitter, I'm like, oh, shit, now I can't post, like, really stupid shit anymore. Because Mr. Watt's going to see it, and he's going to be like, Jude, I don't want you associated with that kid anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You can't post anything horny now.
I can't be horny posting on the band account.
Can't scoop any parting words, Emilio?
Eat your greens. Look out for us, because we're going to be running you over slowly soon.
Okay. All right, Todd?
Hit me up with the lyrics for my 9-minute microtonal song. It has to be stupid.
It has to be stupid, and you have to have written it when on magic mushrooms.
Dude, yeah. Amelia can do that for you.
I got you.
All right, Grant.
It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed this shit. All right. I've been wanting to do it again, I guess. That's about it.
All right.
Hell yeah. Did you have any parting words?
During these pressing times, really... All you guys can really do is hold close to the ones that you truly and dearly love. Don't let them go. Everything's going to be okay in the end. If it is not okay, it is not the end. It is not the end. Quoted John Lennon.
And that same sentence, but in Emilio language, don't be a bitch.
Yeah. Hey. Word.
Word.
All right, so this has been...
Episode 8. See you in episode 9, 2 years from now.
Yes, sir. All right, see you later.
Special edition.